Hello.
Hello, my name is Gustavo. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we are conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Your answers are confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of this survey. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
I'm registered to vote.
All right, thank you. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November 5th? You're definitely going to vote. You are very likely to vote. You are somewhat likely to vote. You're not very likely to vote. Or you are not at all likely to vote.
I'm going to vote.
You are definitely going to vote or very likely going to vote?
Definitely going to vote.
All right. Thank you a lot. What is your age?
90.
All right. Thank you. Okay, generally speaking, would you say things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
The second one.
Okay, thank you. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on your ballot this November. Please indicate how would you vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails Millage, and the ballot reads, Shall the county of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintenance, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the country? This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or vote no against this proposal?
Probably no.
All right, thank you. And since ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Now, knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Probably not.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
Did you say $90 or $9?
$90 per year for the next 10 years.
$90 a year for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
Am I correct?
Yeah.
Okay. No.
So you could say that you probably not, or you definitely voted no.
I can't understand you. What did you say?
I'm sorry. If you are definitely going to vote no, or you probably going to vote no?
Probably.
All right. Thank you so much. As mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? For example, I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails, about $5 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $105 per year. or I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan construct new trails, about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or the last, I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Which of these comes closest to your opinion? I'm sorry?
No. No money.
So you oppose to this proposal regardless of how much money will be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails?
I don't want to spend any money.
All right, thank you so much. And from the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? I'm going to read a list. Improving public education and local schools, fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety, controlling growth and development, reducing traffic and congestion, dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas, protecting water quality and water supply, improving local roads and infrastructure, protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat, holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending, or making housing more affordable.
You want me to pick those, which ones I want?
Yeah, what of these options do you think that the local elected officials in Grand Traverse has to most focus on this to help you and your family?
The traffic congestion.
Traffic congestion. All right. Thank you so much. And now, you will now be giving a list of organizations in Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. So, Traverse Area Recreation and Transportation Trail, also known as TARS Trail, you could say you're very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
All right, thank you. What about your city or township government?
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
All right, thank you. And what about, well, Grand Traverse County government?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
Too fast.
All right, thank you. If approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayer funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Now, indeed, would you say you trust or don't trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
No.
You could probably you don't trust, or definitely you don't trust.
I don't trust.
So we could say that you definitely don't trust.
Right.
All right, thank you. There are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate... Don't worry. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. For example, to maintain existing trails. You could say you are strongly approve this, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. To increase non-motorized transportation options.
What?
To increase non-motorized. Yeah, to increase non-motorized transportation options, you could say that you strongly approve this, you somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly
somewhat.
Disapprove.
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve.
That better be your last.
I'm sorry, do you mean you somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Okay, thank you so much. To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging and bicycling, you could say that you strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. To increase accessibility to natural areas and open space.
What?
To increase accessibility to I'm reading you a list of maybe some proposals, and you may tell me you're strongly approved, somewhat disapprove, or you strongly disapprove this. And
you know,
for example,
I'm really tired of this question here.
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
Maybe we can...
What?
No, if we can, I can reach you maybe in another time.
It's just too many questions.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Is that we are very interested in your opinions.
What about are you?
I'm sorry?
Hello? Whereabouts are you located?
I'm in Miami, Florida right now.
Okay. All right, like I said, I'm going to hang up now. Thank you for calling, and don't call again. Goodbye.